Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of A Beginner's Guide to AI. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you join us today. We're about to embark on a fascinating journey, one that will take us deep into the heart of artificial intelligence. In this episode, we're going to delve into a concept that's absolutely central to the world of AI. It's a concept that's been making waves in the tech world, and beyond, for quite some time now. Yes, you've guessed it, we're talking about machine learning. Now, if you've ever wondered how your Netflix recommendations are so spot on, or how your email filters out spam so effectively, or even how self-driving cars navigate the roads, then you're already familiar with the practical applications of machine learning, even if you didn't realize it. But what exactly is machine learning? How does it relate to AI? And why is it so important? Well, dear listeners, that's exactly what we're going to explore today. We'll be peeling back the layers, demystifying the jargon, and getting to the heart of what machine learning really is. So, whether you're a seasoned tech enthusiast or a curious newcomer, there's something in this episode for everyone. We'll be breaking down complex concepts into digestible insights, and we'll be doing it in a way that's engaging, accessible, and yes, even a bit fun. So, buckle up, listeners. It's time to dive into the captivating world of machine learning. Stay tuned, you're listening to A Beginner's Guide to AI. All right, let's dive right in and get our hands dirty with today's topic, machine learning. Now, if we were to strip machine learning down to its bare bones, it's essentially a type of artificial intelligence that equips computers with the ability to learn without being explicitly programmed. It's akin to teaching a child to ride a bike. You don't meticulously program every single movement into them, do you? No, you guide them, support them, and then they learn by doing, by experiencing, and by making mistakes. Machine learning operates on a similar principle. Now, let's break this down a bit further. Machine learning is fundamentally about patterns and inference. Let's say you're trying to predict the weather. You could look at patterns, like if it's been getting progressively colder over the past few days, you might infer that it's going to be cold tomorrow. Machine learning algorithms do the same thing, but on a much larger scale and with much more complex patterns. They sift through mountains of data, identify patterns, and make predictions or decisions based on these patterns. Now, within the world of machine learning, there are three main types that you should be aware of: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. In supervised learning, we play the role of a teacher guiding a student. We provide the algorithm with a set of inputs along with the correct outputs. The algorithm learns from this training data and then applies what it's learned to new data. It's like learning to identify fruits. If we show a child many pictures of apples and tell them, "This is an apple," they will eventually learn to identify apples on their own. Similarly, a supervised learning algorithm could be trained to identify spam emails, predict house prices, or diagnose diseases, given the right training data. Unsupervised learning, on the other hand, is a bit like learning through observation or exploration. Here, we give the algorithm a bunch of data and let it find patterns and relationships on its own. It's like giving a child a box of mixed toys and letting them sort it out. They might sort it by color, by shape, or by size. Similarly, unsupervised learning algorithms might group customers by buying habits, identify themes in large text datasets, or detect anomalies in network traffic. It's all about discovering the hidden structures within data. Finally, we have reinforcement learning. This is learning by trial and error, much like how a child learns to walk. The algorithm makes many attempts and gets rewarded or penalized based on the outcome. Over time, it learns to make the choices that lead to the greatest reward. This type of learning is particularly useful in situations where we don't have the right answers upfront, but we can provide feedback based on the actions taken. It's being used to train self-driving cars, game-playing AI like AlphaGo, and in many other areas. So, how does machine learning fit into the larger picture of AI? Well, machine learning is actually a subset of AI. It's one of the methods we're using to bring about artificial intelligence. While AI is the broad science of mimicking human abilities, machine learning is a specific subset of AI that trains a machine how to learn. Machine learning is the engine that drives AI. It's the method by which we're teaching computers to think and learn like humans, but at a speed and scale that's beyond human capabilities. It's the reason why we're seeing such rapid advancements in AI. It's the magic behind the scenes that's making it all possible. And that, dear listeners, is the magic of machine learning. It's a field that's as complex as it is fascinating, and it's changing the world as we know it. So, whether you're a tech enthusiast looking to stay ahead of the curve, or a curious listener eager to understand the world around you, understanding machine learning is no longer just an option, it's a necessity. Now that we've got a solid understanding of the theory of machine learning, let's bring it to life with a real-world case study. Today, we're going to look at a company that's become a household name around the world, Netflix. Netflix, the streaming giant, has over 200 million subscribers worldwide, and each one of them has unique preferences when it comes to what they want to watch. So, how does Netflix manage to keep all these subscribers happy? The answer lies in machine learning. Netflix uses machine learning algorithms to personalize recommendations for each of its subscribers. When you log into Netflix, the movies and shows you see on your homepage are not random. They are carefully selected based on your viewing history, ratings you've given, and what similar viewers have watched. This personalization is crucial for Netflix's business model. With thousands of titles to choose from, guiding users to content they'll enjoy is key to keeping them engaged and subscribed. Let's break this down a bit more. Netflix's machine learning algorithms start by looking at your viewing history. If you've been watching a lot of sci-fi movies, for example, the algorithm infers that you like this genre and will recommend more sci-fi movies. But it goes deeper than just genres. The algorithm also considers the nuances within genres. For example, if you watch a lot of dystopian sci-fi movies, it will recommend other movies within that specific subgenre. But it doesn't stop there. The algorithm also considers the ratings you've given to different movies and shows. If you rated Stranger Things highly, it will recommend other highly rated sci-fi shows. It's using this feedback to constantly refine and improve its recommendations. But what if you're new to Netflix and don't have a viewing history? This is where the power of machine learning really shines. Netflix's algorithms can look at the viewing habits and ratings of other users who have similar tastes to predict what you might like. This is known as collaborative filtering, and it's a common technique in machine learning for making recommendations. It's like asking a group of friends for movie recommendations, but on a much larger scale. And it's not just about what you watch, but also when and how you watch. Netflix's algorithms take into account the time of day you watch, the devices you use, and even how long you watch. If you tend to watch action movies on your tablet in the evenings, for example, it will recommend more of the same. All these factors feed into the machine learning model to create a highly personalized and dynamic viewing experience. The result? A service that feels uniquely tailored to each user, keeping subscribers engaged and coming back for more. And it's all thanks to machine learning. This case study of Netflix is a perfect example of how machine learning can be used to enhance user experience and drive business success. It's a testament to the power of machine learning in action, and a glimpse into a future where personalized experiences are the norm rather than the exception. It's a future where machine learning algorithms understand our preferences better than we do, and use that understanding to curate experiences that are uniquely tailored to us. And that, dear listeners, is the magic of machine learning. Well, listeners, we've certainly covered a lot of ground today. We started off by defining machine learning as a type of artificial intelligence that enables computers to learn from and make decisions based on data. We explored the three main types of machine learning: supervised learning, where the algorithm learns from a labeled dataset; unsupervised learning, where the algorithm identifies patterns and relationships in an unlabeled dataset; and reinforcement learning, where the algorithm learns by trial and error. We then delved into how machine learning fits into the broader landscape of AI, highlighting that it's a subset of AI and a key method by which we're striving to achieve artificial intelligence. We emphasized that machine learning is the engine that drives AI, enabling computers to think and learn like humans, but at a speed and scale that's beyond human capabilities. Our journey then took us to the real-world application of machine learning with a case study of Netflix. We saw how Netflix uses machine learning to personalize recommendations for each of its subscribers, enhancing user experience and driving business success. We learned how these algorithms consider factors like viewing history, ratings, time of day, and device used to create a highly personalized and dynamic viewing experience. As we wrap up this episode, I hope you're leaving with a deeper understanding of what machine learning is, how it works, and why it's such a crucial part of our technological landscape. But remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to explore in the world of AI and machine learning. All right, listeners, it's time to get interactive. I have a little challenge for you. Think about the apps and services you use daily. Can you identify any that might be using machine learning? How do you think they're using it? What patterns might they be learning from your behavior? This exercise will help you see the pervasiveness of machine learning in our everyday lives. And for those of you who want to delve deeper, I recommend reading the article, Machine Learning: The Power and Promise of Computers That Learn by Example, by the Royal Society. It's a comprehensive yet accessible read that will give you a broader perspective on the topic. And remember, if you're looking to leverage the power of AI in your own projects, we're here to help. Our agency has a wealth of experience in helping businesses navigate the world of AI. Whether you're just starting out or looking to scale, we can provide the guidance and support you need. Drop us an email at info@argo.berlin if you want to know more. And now, as we wrap up this episode, I'll leave you with a quote from the father of modern computer science, Alan Turing. "We can only see a short distance ahead, but we can see plenty there that needs to be done." In the world of AI and machine learning, there's always more to learn, more to explore, and more to do. So, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thank you for joining us on this episode of A Beginner's Guide to AI. Until next time, remember, in the world of AI, the only limit is your imagination. Stay curious,